were informed that Trevin did not sign for the summons for that court because he was told by court the last time he attended court in Gweru that he was to proceed by way of summons. So he never signed in any summons for that court. So we don't know why they would arrest him for not attending court where he did not receive the summons. And we are also informed that the arrest might also be in connection with the demonstration, a demonstration that the Zimbabwe National Student Union was planning to hold.
So when he appeared in front of the magistrates yesterday in Gweru, what was the reason that he was sent to remand?
Well, unfortunately, we're not yet fully informed of that because we've not yet been in contact by the lawyers who are representing him, and we can't contact Trevin because he is without a cell phone. So we're not fully informed of that on that particular issue yet.
When he was arrested, there was talk of this demonstration for the cadetship scheme that ZANASU had planned to have. What are the details of this, and when or if have you guys asked the police to have this demonstration?
I'm not equipped to divulge that direct information, but what I can confirm is that the Secretary General and the President have informed that they asked for permission to hold this demonstration and they were refused. So what said that they were organizing to go ahead with the demonstration without a police clearance. It's also what also led to the arrest of Trevin Mutokeni.